Welcome to the No Problem Podcast with Nathan and Porsche. I feel like I have to look even farther back.
You can't even look at me. You have to look at the screen at all
times. Yeah.
Like, I'm glaring a hole in the back of his head.
We're in a different studio today. It's a lot bigger than our usual studios.
Sorry.
All right, so we got some stories coming up today. I didn't really read into these, so I'm kind of hoping Porsche...
I read into a couple of them, but to be honest, I've been, like, so busy.
Yeah, I read one, and I put one in, and it's about Charlie Sheen. We'll get to that towards the end of the show. Kevin Hart, Jay-Z, and other celebrities respond to Meek Mill's.
Yeah, his prison sentence. So Meek Mill's is sentenced to prison again. I can't tell you how long. I don't really remember. We need to start writing notes on these.
Yeah.
But he's been sentenced to prison again, very unfairly. And he has the same judge that he had the first time he got sentenced to prison on drug charges, which he deserved. He deserved that time, quote unquote. But to be honest, his sentence is so unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is speaking out about it because they're like, listen here. This man served his time. And this, like, basically, the punishment doesn't fit the crime. It honestly doesn't. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm eating. Trying to stay hyper for
I kind of feel like I'm ignoring her because I keep looking at the screen at the same time and I'm trying to listen to her.
He doesn't love me.
Because literally the studio we're in, I'm facing the wall, she's facing the window, and we're kind of a big distance away now.
I'm actually doing homework, y'all.
Yeah, so if we sound like we're not 100% in, it's probably because we're doing something else. It's kind of crazy though.
It's kind of sad because it's, you see this all the time in the justice system with especially black men and people of color where the sentence just doesn't match the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing we can really do about it except deal with it, unfortunately. So that's what that story is. Really sad, honestly. And everyone is standing up for him and trying to,
mm-hmm.
you know, help him, but it's not much you can really do.
No, there's not. And if you do try to do something, probably not going to end up in your favor.
Exactly. Freak.
I thought that story would be a lot longer than, you know.
Yeah, it was honestly not that long. There was more information to it, but I read that story on a Monday, and it's a Thursday. So my memory is shot. And in between that, I've been watching Hurricane Lala on YouTube, which she is my spirit animal. She makes me ratchet inside, which is what I love. So everything else is forgotten besides her phrases after that.
I've been trying to focus on the podcast, but more on the website. We do officially have a website now. It's noproblempodcast.com. That's all you got to do. Get social with us. We have a blog up. I'm the one who's posting right now, and I'm going to try to get Porsche posting.
I'm sorry.
It's cool. WordPress is one of the harder website designers to use.
This is how talented Nathan is. Like, don't let him be humble. This man is amazing.
I'm honestly surprised I was able to do this and not any of the homework really for this week yet.
I didn't do homework.
I did
doesn't exist for
one
me right
discussion
now.
Question, and that was for studio fundamentals.
I need to do that tonight before my grade not matter.
I need to do the TV one because it asked like how to make sound effects and like for movies and videos. So it's not hard to do. It's just I don't. My answers are like I'm gonna make it sound like a car horn, and then I'm like I'm gonna use a car horn, and I feel like I'm gonna
it's
get
smart.
I mean. It is, but I don't know if that's what he means. Like,
I mean, oh, like make it sound like it's raining yeah. by like shaking.
That was one of my options, and I put that one down. But I don't know if he means something like that, or if the car horn with an actual car horn is too simplistic, and he wants us to like, you know, dig a little bit deeper into it.
Mm-hmm. We'll have another one. Make thunder with like a metal. I'm sorry, Disney Channel got me. Educated.
There was a video I shared on my own Facebook a few weeks ago of this exactly, and I'm like, did I save that? Because if I did, I'm gonna go back and
look into it.
Yeah.
Nathan, why don't you tag me in it? You tag me in everything else.
I do. And the funniest thing is that me and Porsche do talk a lot, but you'll see her liking stuff and you'll see the messenger and it won't say she's read it.
Listen, so I'm horrible. So before I check messages, text messages, anything, I always look on Facebook to see what my notifications are. And I'll check my notifications and go do something else and never respond to anyone. Or I see they responded and I'm like, do I feel like replying right now?
It depends on the person for me.
It's everyone. I don't discriminate.
I do, but that's mainly because I don't like talking to certain people all the time.
Same here.
But if it was someone like you or, you know, one of my friends that I've known for a while, I'd probably.
Yeah. Nathan, believe it or not, I answer you faster than I answer my own best friend. She calls me all the time. And sometimes I shouldn't admit that. Oh, well, I already started. Sometimes I'll look at my phone and I'm like, my best friend is calling.
Oh, I don't answer the phone if you call it.
Do I want to answer? I answer, but it's just, I don't like talking on the phone as much as I used to. I don't like texting either. And I barely like Messenger.
So. I like texting more than I like talking on the phone. It's just what time of day you catch me at. You get me really early in the morning, I might respond to you. But if you get me late at night, I don't know. I think it may vary for me.
Late at night, I think I answer more. I mean, and then sometimes when you message me, Nathan, I be on it. I be like, I'm about to message right back. But then other times, it's like, nope. Like, I'll message him later.
So I was on Facebook today like normal. And I saw that there was a post that said Christmas music actually is dangerous. Not dangerous, but, you know, it's not good for you. It causes anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
So it causes it. Hang on, I gotta make sure I don't screw up anxiety, but it causes anxiety because when you listen to Christmas music, you remember all of the the post was saying that starting Christmas music early is not a good idea because it'll get you in the mindset of, oh, I have to go buy this, oh, I have to go do all this. So I do understand where that's coming from. I think I look like a big Christmas freak, but in my car, I only had it on for like 5 seconds of a Christmas song, and then I turn it off, but that's just me. I'll drive with music on, but it has to be the music I want to listen to at that moment.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Like, if I can't listen to what I want to listen to, I kind of will put on my headphones and ignore everything else. But funny story about Christmas music. Today, my older cousin, and in the car, she was singing a Christmas song, and I started to sing along, not realizing it was a Christmas song. And halfway through, I was just like, ah.
It's that Grinch moment when he was asleep.
Like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, you're singing a Christmas song. She's like, you're such a nightmare before Christmas. I'm like, that was cute. I see what you did there.
That sounded like the Grinch when he was sleeping and singing along to one of the Who songs.
Yeah.
And he woke up and he's like, nope.
That was basically me. Like, I was so tired. I'm just like, it's the most. What the? What am I? What? I'm so mad at myself.
I mean, I like Christmas music because it does depict some of the best times of the year pretty much because, I don't know, free presents, it's kind of the best time of the year for me.
I only ever ask for books or video games.
It depends on who's asking me. If it's my parents, it's probably something high-end and expensive. But if it's like other family members, I'll be like, just give me this book or give me this TV series. Because I don't have Netflix or...
Listen, if you want the hookup with Netflix, I got you.
It's not that. We just don't have the internet in my area.
Use your phone. I got you. No, like, honestly, I don't know. Like, I only really ask for books and video games. If I got clothes, I wasn't excited. If I got toys, I was like, eh, toys. Give me a book. Because I had series that I was obsessed with, like Vampire Academy, House of Night. These are all vampire series that I'm naming right now. Fallen, which is about like fallen angels. It's not a vampire series, but
I think I read that back in like middle school.
Yeah, like I had series that was like the Gatekeeper series that I loved and that I had to finish. So
I got into reading a lot in middle school. And then when high school came around, I don't know, I think I just got out of reading.
I stopped reading in college because then it became like a chore.
I've been reading surprisingly lately, but it's like at 4 in the morning when I should be trying to get to sleep.
that insomniac nature.
You know what? I'm kind of worried I might have some sleeping disorder because I'm up so late. And everyone's always saying, you need to get to bed earlier. And I'm like, don't you think I've tried this before?
Listen. You're just young.
And I don't really have to go anywhere either. So, I mean,
it's like, what do I do? I'm going to stay.
I thought something went off on the board for a minute, and I'm like, did an ad just start playing? No,
it was Porsche. You I was doing homework. I apologize. I didn't know what to do. This happened earlier, too, when we were in the lunch area.
Yeah.
I freaked out and did the exact same thing.
So before we get into our song, because we're going to start playing songs in the podcast, maybe just to let us collect ourselves again, and not only that, but to, maybe... Yeah, and probably to keep you guys interested, but I want to talk about that 9-year-old with terminal cancer who's asking for Christmas cards, because Christmas is one of his favorite holidays, and this is up at our website, noproblempodcast.com. I believe I have it set to be shared tomorrow or today over our Facebook and Twitter. Surprisingly, we only have one follow on Twitter, and that's me.
It's okay. Well, I got to follow us too. We just have to build up enough momentum. We're still new.
The website looks pretty good. She's trying to peek at the website.
It does look good. Oh, I can't wait to get there and add colors.
I have something set up so it shows not only my post and categories, but if when you start posting, it'll show your all your posts together. And I figure that's just something we can do back and forth because...
You mean like on our personal...
I think you have to create an account for WordPress, but it'll be shared out over, the No Problem Facebook, Twitter. I would share these out over Instagram, but that's way too much work because I've been using Hootsuite lately because it's a scheduling system for Facebook and Twitter. And yeah, I know how that sounds probably hearing it through the podcast right now, but I set that up so it'll send stuff out automatically so we can actually keep social with you guys. And my blog, I think mine's going to be like on the, brighter side, and yours might be on the more hard news.
Honestly, I think yes, that, but I also want to talk more about fashion and clothing because I might not look that fashionable, with my thumbs up Planet Fitness shirt that's like 4 sizes too big one. But I really like fashion. I really like trying new things with my hair. If you guys don't see me right now, I have white hair.
Yeah, she does.
I'll post a picture of us later.
So getting back to the story I was talking about up at our website, it's a 9-year-old boy with terminal cancer. You can actually find out how and where to send all these cards because I'm going to try to get our whole class to sign a card. I don't know how we're going to do that because we don't actually have any. We probably have to send it out today, too.
What do you mean?
Send it out? I don't know. This is kind of an older story, so I don't know when,
Does it have a year?
It's for this year. It's just I don't know how long he has left because the story I found, looks like it's been a few weeks or...
Because even if we don't send it, if we send it out and, I hope that he's still here. If
he isn't,
his parents will probably still appreciate it.
Especially from a whole group of... College students.
So I think what we should do is I'll go look for cards tomorrow since I'll be in Family Dollar General where I live at. I'll go to Dollar General tomorrow. I have to pick up some stuff and I'll see if they have like a nice larger size card.
If you guys want to know where to send these, all you have to do is check out noproblempodcast.com. I do try to post like 2 stories or more a day just to keep our website more up to date. But if you head over to the blog section and click on Nathan, you should be able to find the story. But we have information on where to send it. And it looks like a lot of people are actually sending him these Christmas cards.
We have to join in.
Yeah. I don't think anyone in our class would say no to supporting. Is someone at the door?
No. I saw someone walk by and I was trying to figure out if I knew the person. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm tired. And I'm not completely here. And I'm hyper, but I'm at delirium. Like, I'm so tired that I'm hyper.
I just touched something under the desk that I thought was gum for a minute. That's why I looked down under here. That's why you
look like, what?
it's just something that's keeping the tables connected together, which is a good thing because I don't want to touch gum.
I've done that before.
It happens a lot in high schools. I think I've touched a few pieces of gum here in either one of the studios or out in the lounge area.
I've done in the lounge.
Trash cans are not that far.
They're right under
literally, the table. There's trash cans in almost every studio, and there's trash cans in our lounge area here at the school. She keeps looking at the door. I don't know if it's smart to keep you near that door.
I get distracted, but I like the door.
We do have a view of the outdoors, though. It's more of a view of cars driving by, some construction, and the sun setting.
A little bit. Because of the way it's angled, I can't really see it.
Waze literally almost killed me, though, because it keeps thinking this road over here is open when it's only open to one way of traffic.
Oh, it is?
I think so.
Oh, I might have killed my family like before I came in. I was like, oh, no, it's open. You can go that way.
I don't know if it's open or not. I just don't want to be the one person to drive on the during construction zones and stuff like that.
I probably killed them.
It could be open. I'm not sure. But Waze thinks it's open. I'm not sure. I don't see any traffic going the other way. That's the thing. But again, with that story about the kid with cancer, if you do want to, you know, send cards, you can just head up to our website. I got information about that. It's actually a really upsetting story, though.
He's not laughing at the story.
No, I was laughing at Porsche.
I'm being weird. And I'm thinking, like, my mind is racing. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we can do segments. We can do a fashion segment. We can have people in to do this segment. We can do this. We can do that. Oh, my gosh.
We've got 1,000 things to do for this podcast still. We still need to get someone to do our opener or someone to be our voicer. So when we actually open the podcast, we just have voices.
I literally have a stripe of skin that's not ashy.
It's weird.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm not the best person right now.
It's fine, but again, that story is up at our website, noproblempodcast.com. That was $18 on WordPress to get a domain name.
Really?
Yes, and I didn't get any of the features for it either. That was just paid for the domain name.
What did the features include?
The features, I think, were monthly, and they were like a no problem email for us. And I'm like,
we have that.
We have an email already, and it's free to use.
What other features?
Personal is like something you can use for personal, obviously. And then there's like business. I'm not 100% sure. I have another website for my own like on-air presence. And that's personal. And I think it's like $35 a year.
JK.
We got an ad from Facebook about web.com. And it said like websites for $5. And I'm not sure if that's 100% true. Mm-hmm. And then Facebook ads. It looks like it says $7, like you can set it to that, but I'm not sure if that's like set in stone, $7, if it's going to raise. Like
fluctuate up and down.
That's what I'm worried about because I don't want to accidentally pay over $100 for an ad that I just wanted for $7.
Yeah.
We got to.
Honestly, I'll look into that. I'll look on the page and look into that.
We got to look into that. And now because I tried boosting it, Facebook keeps sending us like.
Yeah, I did that too. I tried boosting it and now it won't
leave us alone. It keeps saying, do you want to boost this post or boost this post to get more views? And I'm like, if I haven't done it yet, do you think I'm going to do it now?
It's like every post. Like, do you want to boost this post? I'm like, oh, Nathan must have posted it because they want us to boost again. Yeah.
We're going to take a small little break. I heard either something vibrate or it's the construction outside. I don't know.
It might be my phone on the table. Man, those headphones are good.
It's the microphones that are good, but I don't know. Do I have this up really loud? We'll find out if I can't hear anything later on in the night. We're going to be talking about Obamacare coming up in a little bit, Papa John's, and probably throw in a few other subjects in there as well. And we'll be talking about Charlie Sheen, who apparently raped someone. Now, this apparently happened a while ago. We'll tell you a little bit more about that later.
That's crazy.
I've been all through the country, from L.A. to Kentucky. Met a girl in Houston, but she knows that there are bad girls in Perry. No, they wanna get married, and some beautiful ones in Tokyo. And some go to college, some want a model, some digging for that gold. Some fly solo, some wanna stay at home. Ooh, I want them all. These girls, the ones that you bring home to mama. These girls, and the ones who love all of the drama. These girls, I swear there's way too many. Try to fall for one, but I can't help it. I just wanna love all. These girls, the independent ones with money. These girls, the crazy ones that love to party. These girls, I swear there's way too many. Try to fall for one, but I can't help it. I just wanna love all. Tryna be like Rihanna, and I choose one, I just gotta be honest. Oh, I don't know how to decide. Too many girls on my mind, yeah. Too many girls to be found. I want them all. These girls, the ones that you bring home to mama. These girls, and the ones who love all of the drama. These girls, I swear there's way too many. Try to fall for one, but I can't help it. I just wanna love all. Independent ones with money. These girls, the crazy ones that love to party. These girls, I swear there's way too many. Shout out for the world, I just wanna love all. Hey, Hollywood girls tryna be like Rihanna, and I can choose one, I just gotta be honest. Oh, I don't know how to decide. Too many girls on my mind, yeah. Too many girls to be fine. Oh, I want them all. The ones that you bring home to mama, and the ones who love all of the drama. I swear there's way too many trying to fall for one, but I can't. I just wanna love these girls. The ones that you bring home to mama. These girls, and the ones who love all of the drama. These girls, I swear there's way too many trying to fall for one, but I can't help it. I just wanna love all. The independent ones with money. These girls, the crazy ones that love to party. These girls, I swear there's way too many. Try to fall for one, but I can't help it. I just wanna love all.
I don't know if that was picked up by the microphones or not.
What?
You singing?
Oh.
I kind of had the headphones.
I'm happy you had them off because my sister
and you don't want to hear. We're going to try to put more music into the show if you guys want to let us know what you want to hear. She's like opening some, I don't know. We probably shouldn't be saying everything we're doing in here because if we break.
I'm opening a bag.
If something breaks in here, they could always go back
and listen to our podcast.
Yeah. I didn't realize that until like today. And I'm like, you know, maybe we should stop saying all of our mistakes and learn from our instructor who said, if you make a mistake, don't point it out.
We should practice what we're taught. That's what we should do.
Yeah, we need to do like a, we need to do something for the year end. I kind of want the listeners. I don't think we have that many listeners right now, and I'm trying to boost. We still need to talk to that family.
What we should do is, I think, which would be really cool, is if we switch up the show a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Switching up the show might get us more followers. And then once we start posting on YouTube also.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this homework.
It's 10 points, but that's the I kind of have to do it because I missed one assignment. And
I did too.
I know my mom's listening to this right now. Ooh. I did miss an assignment and my grade's kind of tanking, but.
I'm not a bad influence, I swear.
No,
I
it wasn't her. It was. Because the grading system here is kind of a joke. And I was like, oh, it's not going to do much to me. And then I'm down to a really low grade. And I'm like, well, probably shouldn't have done that this early in the semester.
Yeah, but the thing is, which is really cool, it's really easy to get your grades up.
Except our new instructor, he's taking a little while longer to update our grade. So I'm kind of like, is it worth doing this assignment or not? Because that's what I always base it on. Because, again, I'm not trying to say specs is a joke to go to, but their grading system is, it's really simple. It's not like high school where if you miss an assignment, your grade goes down to an F and you can't really save it. I hear singing.
They can sing too. Who is that?
Sounds like Eugene. I hope he doesn't come in here. No offense, Eugene, if he listens, but.
It's Eugene.
I mean, the on-air light's on, and we are producing a show, and it's common courtesy, just shut off the lights, and we'll hide low. I seriously hope he doesn't think I'm making fun of him or anything.
We love Eugene. Wait, let me get closer. We love Eugene. We just trying to get a show.
We just want to make sure our show sounds good. And I know we're talking about doing other things with the show while on the show, but
this is just our first couple of shows. We're getting it together.
I think we I decided, I don't know if you're still up for it, but like 5 episodes in a season just to make it look like we've been doing this a lot longer than we have been.
And then once we actually get to doing it a lot longer, we can.
I'm hoping to do this even after we graduate from Specs. And we were talking about this.
If he still likes me, then we'll totally do it.
I'll most likely still be here. It just depends on where, what ends up happening after we graduate, like job situations and stuff like that. They must be practicing the on-air stuff.
Oh, me and Josh have to finish that. Well, I hope our instructors.
I actually screwed that up really bad, and I think everyone was expecting me not to because I am in radio, but I'm not used to 3 different
things. That was so hard.
And trying to scrunch it on this very small monitor. I'm used to monitors that are like this big. I'm in
so
radio.
You have
and
more like room to do everything.
Imagine a regular monitor and then add like one more or half of one. I'm trying to explain it to the listeners because they can't see. And I'm in radio and I should know better than just say, look at this.
It's like smaller than my computer screen. My computer screen is like what?
It's pretty big.
Yeah. That small monitor is hard.
One of those smaller LCD TVs. That's kind of what I'm used to. It's not.
I'm like, it's a TV this size? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, like the monitor.
Ignore me. He made me eat sugar, so everything I say is Nathan's fault.
Hey, you know, we just need to stay awake. I wonder if I'm going to be able to stay awake. All I'm hoping, though, is it doesn't snow really bad because it's supposed to be getting down to like 20, I think, tonight.
Yeah.
And when that happens, it means.
I think you should start trying the carpool with Stanley.
I don't know where he's.
He's in like Ipsy, which is pretty close to you.
I was considering carpooling for a while, and then I'm like, my parents pay for my gas right now. So, I don't know. They're getting kind of annoyed at that because I kind of do need to get a job, but they said as long as I'm doing chores around the house.
They're okay with it.
Yeah, but I'm not doing that yet. I have to find the motivation to do it. It's just
staring at the place.
Because they took out a parent loan with me here. So, technically, if I flunk out, it's going to
affect them.
Yeah, it's going to affect them too. So, I don't think they're actually going to stop me. And I didn't want to bring that up either because then they're going to.
Yeah, my mom, she took out 2 parent loans for me. 1 for Oakland and 1 for here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, ooh.
I could have went to OCC for free as long as I kept good grades, but my mom just left OCC. So now, except I think she gets a discount at gyms right now because she works at St. John's or St. Joe's, the hospital. She does construction stuff for them. So I kind of feel like it's a better option because the gym is probably more important than schooling.
I mean, well, depending on where you're trying to go with life, it kind of can.
I kind of need to start working out a little bit more. I just sit around all day and
I work out too much. Like, I get
I don't
pain.
Know if that's exactly a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, but I told you, I used to be a really heavy girl. So
I need to start working out, though, because my mom actually goes to the gym weekly, and she can probably something with your legs. Can't remember the name of it.
Leg lift?
I don't know. Apparently she was at the gym and these really big guys were using the machine she was about to use, and her trainer told them, they offered to take some of the weights off, and he's like, no, put more on. And it looked like it was maxed out for them too. So my mom's been threatening me and my brother that she can actually take us down. So, and she probably can. It's just, I sit around all day, so there's no muscle. It's all just.
Let's do a challenge.
I would.
No. Don't back out before I even get to say it. Let's do a challenge. So, you don't have Snapchat, right? You have Facebook Messenger?
Yeah.
Okay, so for a month or two, we'll post a gym selfie. Back and back, and we have to go every day. And if we miss a gym day, there's consequences. and it'll be between us, so we'll have to keep each other tabs on each other.
I don't know if I could go every day.
Well, how about twice or three times a week?
I'll have to see what the gym actually is, because I don't know if we're actually set up or not yet, but I'll just check. I wanted
or
to
just work out every day.
I'm going to probably have to start doing that eventually. I told my doctor I'd start riding my bike, and I rode it like once for this in the summer, and then I'm like, that was too much work.
I love working out. It's like, I love when people see me work out and they're like, what is she doing? And then I'm like killing them.
I was going to suggest,
I have better stamina than them, and they're like, what?
Have you seen those? Well, I'm pretty sure you have. They're like these really hot chips. I don't know the name of them. I saw them at the store, and they're supposed to be like super hot. And I was like, maybe we should try this on the podcast. And then I'm like,
I'd die.
I don't want to do it at the same time, because
I feel like that'd be better for a YouTube page.
Yeah.
Like, if we do vlogs.
Maybe we should have our listeners or some of our... who's at the door?
Josh. I looked over and up. Hey, how's it going? We're doing our podcast. Get out. I looked over and Josh is at the door, and he scared the living life out of me.
She kind of gets scared a lot, though.
Stanley doesn't love me. Don't open. Don't. Oh, he did it anyways.
Probably should stop putting your hand up to the door.
Like this to say no. Our podcast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We got black people coming in. I'm black. It's not racist.
It's not racist. It's just an observation.
Yeah. Josh didn't come in.
Now see, it would have been racist if she had said something. Completely different.
Death.
Mm.
And a bottle.
Them raisins. She eats really healthy, cool stuff that I don't know why. It just seems scary to me.
What y'all talking about on this podcast?
Our homework.
Yeah.
Y'all really talking about the homework on the podcast?
Oh, I was doing my homework while we're on the podcast.
That ass, I was legit like about to put my laptop out. Like, yo, show anybody some quizzes.
Hello.
We're going to have to cut that out.
I don't know if that picked up or not.
We cheat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, it's a recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, they can say all kinds of anti-Semitic stuff. So
anti-Semitic. Well, in that case.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Howard Stern's penis, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
So we're going to have to remember that.
Yeah. We need to get that bleep button. We need to get one of those bleeping buttons that...
That'd be awesome.
It's not mean anything, but let's all still get drunk and sing about me drunk old Irish dad.
My dad doesn't get drunk, though. All right, bye.
Love you.
Bye, Stanley.
Yeah.
Oh, Stanley's in here. Well, I guess we have a guest, guys.
Yeah, buddy.
It's Stan the man. Mm-hmm. Insert, applause here.
I don't know if I'm going to do that later or not.
That would be awesome if you did, like, insert applause here. Yeah!
Woo! I've been considering adding, like, those snotty comments you can, like, get that are recorded into our show. But then I'm like, do I really want to go back and listen to that all again?
Not really. I don't even... No offense to us. I think we have okay voices. Well, me. I think I have a decent voice sometimes. Your voice is bomb, Nathan. Anyways, I'll go back and listen to myself, and I cringe. Like, my friend, she made me listen to the whole podcast with her. I'm like, I hate you. I hate you. Why? You don't love me. I thought we were cool. I get so upset, like, listening to my own voice. It's cringy. I don't know.
I'm used to it now because I do a lot of recording for radio, so I'm not actually live all the time on the radio. So I'll listen to myself and critique myself. So when our instructor said last week that your voice should sound like an alien, I'm kind of just used to it now, so.
I get grossed out when I cringe. I'm like, ew, I'm so cringy. Why did I say that? Like, I'm such a nerd. Like, that's gross.
And I don't really edit this podcast out that much.
You don't. You leave everything in. So I
except for the swear words.
I snort. You keep it in. Like, everything that I do, you keep
it in. I feel like we're going to have to get more professional a little bit.
Eventually.
And then we'll just make a blooper.
That burp, you ain't going to cut it out. You're going to keep it in.
In all reality, I don't know if that actually got picked up or not.
I just exposed this. I need to take out my hair.
She's not actually talking about ripping out her hair right now.
See, on today's podcast, we're once again not ready.
No. I didn't even read.
Judged right now. I know he's not judging me, but he's just sitting here quiet, like Stanley.
In all honesty, I only read one of these stories that were.
I read one too. I read the
See, you can tell, like, I don't do homework until, like, the very last minute. Like, I don't do it at all. Yo, what's going on? It is Stan, a.k.a. The Man here, dropping bombs. Drop a bomb for DJ Clue. But yeah, man, yeah. I'm just going to let everybody know, like, as far as he goes, I am a straight procrastinator. The only thing that I will rush to do would be the actual discussion questions, just so I can make sure I get full participation points for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Porsche's deciding to take a little break on me.
It's okay. My thing isn't even coming up.
I'm just saying, man. You know, you got the best, talk about Obamacare too. Best guest in the world right here.
I went to a segment with you guys, you and Chris, for talking about anime and video games.
Oh, man, we can go all night long talking about that.
I feel like that would be a good show. Or, like I was telling Nathan, I feel like even if we did add more people on and did, like, segments, so people can do their own personal segment, because I feel like that would make it more interesting, because...
What is this thing about Charlie Sheen? I'm looking at your thing right now. Like, this is like, wow. I just read the headline, and I can't believe what
that's
I just read.
That's his story.
What is going on with this, young sir?
Hang on. I got to pull up the thing again, because I only half read it when I read it. So, apparently, Charlie Sheen was accused of raping a 13-year-old Corey Haim back in the shooting of the movie Lucas.
I didn't know Charlie Sheen liked little boys.
I think it was about when Sheen was 19 when he did this, though. I don't know. I just found the story, and I'm like, probably could talk about it.
Yeah, man, that is something, man. Especially with all these like high profile people, you know, and all these bizarre stories coming out of lately. It's like, what is really going on in the world? Like,
not everywhere, but stories have been popping up. Remember the story I sent you last week about it? It was another, like, famous actor who was accused of molesting and raping young men and women.
See, like, I don't understand it, man. It's like, my thing about the whole, like, situation, like, yeah, we know Hollywood, you know, and it's not always what it's cracked up to be as far as, like, you know, what we portray. But, like, it is some deep, dark stuff going on. Like, I don't know if I want to be a part of this at all.
And it's all coming out right now, too.
Like, that is wild, yo. Like, I can only imagine.
Isn't one of the movie companies going out of business right now?
That I didn't hear about.
I can't remember his name. He's apparently really big in movies. I think it's Wisner or something like that.
That we might have to discuss on a later time once we get a little bit more information on.
Yeah, the internet doesn't really work in this room, or any of the studios for that matter.
He's a better co-host than me. Like, do you hear this swag? He's like dripping swag right now off the mic, like the mic is sweating, like, Lord.
Because, like, you know, I got sauce. You know, I'm saucy. Shout out to Rihanna.
I'm going to just let it be the NS show.
It's too late. I already bought the domain for it.
Yeah, man. But you know, whenever y'all need, you know, some guest speakers, you know, I can always holler at you, man.
How would you like having a segment?
Hey, man. You know, we can make it do what it do.
You have to try and get here a little earlier.
Yeah.
Like how early?
Like, if you got here around this time, just to tape your segment.
Oh yeah, that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? I got a little bit of free time. You know, I became an entrepreneur full time. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out to Lyft. You know, Lyft.
Oh, you're driving?
Oh, yeah, I'm a full-time Lyft driver. Full-time Lyft driver.
For free this time?
Hey, look, man, if you need a ride, just holler at your man. It's like, shoot, I ain't in no rush to go nowhere. Besides home to go to sleep, they wake up at 5 in the morning tomorrow. Matter of fact, I've heard about that, because don't it, like, track miles and all that other good stuff, yes, too, for, like, tax returns?
Yep, you can do that.
Shout out to Acorn app. You know, we looking for sponsors.
I can help you out with a lot of stuff to save money, because my goddad was an investment banker.
Oh man, we got some gems on the show today, boy. I'm just saying, you be on the whole other side of the room and stuff, so you know I just can't be like Porsche.
You know, my arms are always open.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm the most loving person in the class.
Yeah, look, that I will not deny. I'm talking about like every day we got like a new snack, new treat for the class. Even though you know Josh takes a good 60% of it, so.
Josh is like Porsche. I need food.
Right, like come on, man. Oh, and also Josh has a Subway addiction. I don't know what that is about, but yeah, apparently this man loves Subway. Now, don't get me wrong, Subway is a great place. I love Subway sandwiches, but I don't know if I'm ever itching for one.
Yeah, he does actually go crazy for Subway sandwiches. If he doesn't get Subway, he becomes a little angry Irish man.
Yeah, man.
So we should get him a bunch of Subway gift cards for Christmas.
Right. Shout out to Subway. Another sponsor.
We wanted to do a big card for this 9-year-old boy with cancer. It's terminal cancer, and Christmas is his favorite holiday, so he asked for a bunch of Christmas cards. So I was planned on like getting a Christmas card, and then we all sign it, everyone in the class, and just send it to him.
Oh, that'd be ill, yo. Like, we got to do that. Like we have to. Like, don't let us forget. Like, we have to do that.
I think Forrest said she'd go out and try to buy a card.
Tomorrow, since I'm going to have, like, an hour. I'm going to wake up at 6 like I usually do, thinking that I have work.
Right.
And then I need to stop eating. And I'm going to go to Dollar General, where I live at, because I spend all my money there. And then I'm going to go see if I can find a card there, like a nice big one. If not, I'll go, like, and try and find a big card. I feel like a big card would be.
Dollar General, low key lit. Like, they got everything. Like, Dollar
General. I'm getting excited because I have to use sensitive, like, detergent and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs a lot of money just to get the sensitive. It was supposed to be $17, and ended up coming up to $4.
See?
With coupons.
Swag.
Coupons. Let me stop. I'm doing my homework.
Anybody out there that's going to end up listening to this, you know, if you're a couponer, you know, please share in any and all tips. We need to be able to save as much money as possible around this time of year. You know, we got nieces, nephews, brothers, and sisters. You know, they always want the most expensive gadgets and gadgets. So I need to be able to save my pennies any way I can. You hear me?
Hey, Stanley, do you
want to
help us with the YouTube aspect of our site?
Oh, what y'all trying to do?
She was making weird hand signals at me, and I'm like, I don't know what you're trying to.
Okay. I'm super excited. I kind of move with my hands.
You talking jazz.
I go like this, and like my best friend calls it my fluttering. He says I try to fly away because he's like, when you get super hyper, I literally will go like this, and I'm like. Oh my gosh, and I'm like, he's like, you're trying to leave Earth, stay down, bone home.
Right, so you mess around, sprout wings any given time. You're going to see Porsche flying around I-94, like, what in the world?
Not a half of one, a whole
one. With my 911.
They call me 911 Turbo at work.
See?
But yeah, I think the YouTube channel, which will help us pick up momentum. Because usually what most people do is they start on YouTube and then lead to a podcast. So I feel like that would be a good idea to get views and followers. Because right now our follower base is pretty small. And I noticed with like Ken and Joe's podcast, they started on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So our following base is a lot larger.
Yeah, like real talk, like YouTube, man, like it's a great avenue. Because especially, like, you know, if you got, like, an eye for being able, like, to work with cameras and, you know, just even knowing, like, anything about that type of realm, like, you know, you can definitely make the production look good in itself.
Would you recommend my camera or what?
Let me see. Did we ever get this little thing fixed?
I have to go get it fixed.
Yeah, we got to get that fixed before we do anything.
I don't want people to know that it's, like.
Oh, nah. It was probably just a little something that we got to, you know,
yeah,
just tweak
honestly,
on it.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, stuck.
Right.
I haven't touched it in months. And then when I bring it out, it was just like, I don't want to Zoom. I'm not doing it. Leave me alone.
Word.
Like, not even. I'm not doing it.
All right, man. So what y'all want to talk about next, man? You know, we got a good, 25 minutes before, we go ahead and get into class.
I have to go print out that homework for tonight, too.
What's homework for tonight?
What I'm doing now.
What you mean, when that you doing now? That's due, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
What you mean? He ain't said nothing about no homework.
Yes, he did.
What you mean?
I think it was towards the end of class or something.
Yeah, well, what is
it's not due till next week?
Oh, this week. Come on. So what we have to do is read two stories and then put it into our own words. So like a lead, a body, and then the conclusion.
So, like, did he say how long all this had to be?
A paragraph. Not that long.
Oh, well,
so
shoot.
So I did Colby Kaepernick. I can't speak English.
English?
You always want to be switching over your English and Japanese speaking.
It's a good mix. I can't speak English that well. I get really tongue-tied with English words, and then I tend to talk fast, and it's just like...
Man.
But Colby Kaepernick?
Colin Kaepernick.
I thought it was Kobe.
No.
Colin?
Correct.
Ken?
No.
Chris?
Maybe.
Colin?
Well, however he would like to be called.
I will call him this
one. Let me see here.
Anyways. We did like three stories about him.
Did we?
I cried for him hard. Yeah. Remember our first podcast, we did like a story about the guy at U of M, and then him, and I was like, Kobe. I think I said Kobe. Was that Colin?
You can tell I'm not into sports because I didn't catch it either.
I'm sorry, my dude. I love you, though. I love that afro. You're awesome. Fight the power.
For like the last 3 weeks.
Colin Kaepernick. Best friend.
Yeah, man. I can always drop in. Goodness. I ain't need to go say nothing because I had my incident one good time at a point in time.
I showed Nathan. I was like, look.
Yeah, man. Like, man, I can always drop in, drop some sports knowledge, little info here and there. I'm an open book.
Next time we get a sports story, we'll just bring him in to talk about it.
Yeah.
I feel like he should have his own segment. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think we should give people who are interested, like we suggested to the class, people who are serious about it, to have their own segment. Because I feel like that'll help us. Mm-hmm. Like you said, we can always use this on our resume for when we graduate instead of doing community service. Bam! Ooh, that hurt.
Would even just like to kick off a little something. How about them Pistons, boy? They 8-3 right now. Got the second best record in the Eastern Conference right now. They out here rolling.
I went to a Pistons game when I was up at OU, and at one point I started to cheer for the wrong team. So
that was cool. Yeah, we just gonna leave that out. Like,
teach me.
I ain't gonna hold you up. This is more like a lifestyle.
Can you teach me, Sensei?
Sensei,
Stan-sama.
Senpai. No, I'm looking at the group chat. Let me see. Yeah, real talk. Like, I looked up. I had like 17 messages. I was like, what in the world's going on? I was like, oh, that's the group chat.
It's Josh and can't remember who else was doing it.
Supposedly racist jokes.
When doesn't he make racist jokes, though?
Huh?
When doesn't he make racist?
Right. They're not racist, though. He thinks that they're going to be, but they're obviously not. It's like Josh said.
Look, and see, like, the assignment that's due today, like, I was in class and I did not know about this assignment. Like, does it have to be like any particular type of stories? Or it could just be like two stories.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I got the free press on my phone.
Got it. Mm. I'm doing my work. How long is that? Some time.
Right, we still got like 20 minutes.
We probably have to end up doing another retake.
It's probably not even gonna be due in the very beginning of class because you know we got Rico today. Yeah, we got Rico today because he swapped days with Eric.
They can do that?
Yeah.
I don't like that. Let me put on my coat. I'm
ashy. Look, he ain't going to probably even notice it until like the end of the class. Like, yeah.
Low-key, don't be sleeping like that. Rico might low-key. Oh, it smells so strong of perfume. That's why I took it off.
Got that Victoria's Secret it's scent Taylor all Swift. In the name. Oh, Taylor Swift. Oh.
Shake it off. It's not working.
I want to get back in stand-up. I mean, you can always put a segment on here, too.
I will. I was actually going to write some jokes, but I don't get any feedback. It's like I'm telling jokes to myself.
Right.
So, like,
why did the chicken cross the road?
I thought it was funny, guys. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, we've decided not to talk about any malfunctions that go on in the studio anymore because if we actually break something, we don't want to be...
Right, we don't want to be on record.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Let me see.
I think a lot of people are deciding not to come to class because they didn't do that assignment.
Right, the one assignment.
It's 10 points.
Right.
No, I think like it's 100 points.
I low-key, man, I had missed the week beforehand, so now I got to catch up and do, like, exercise 3. And he was telling me, like, it was mad long. So now I got to be like, oh, my goodness,
yeah, it was.
Yo.
I didn't even finish it. I shouldn't admit that on air, but I didn't finish it. And Josh didn't get to do it at all.
Yo, a monster cheesy chicken burrito. Though, like, these, like, recipe videos on Facebook be, like, life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be looking at some of this stuff, like, man, if I actually was lazy and, like, going to get, like, these ingredients, I could throw down in the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, throw down. Yo, did anybody else get that email from student services?
Yes.
So I was like, y'all tripping. I was like, man, look, I ain't got time for y'all to be coming up in here messing up my like my class time, man. Like, I ain't got time for it.
As you can see, I'm so high. I'm delirious. I've been up since 4 o'clock today. I'm just nothing. Like,
mm-mm.
And I didn't sleep last night.
I didn't even hold up. I kind of took the day off. Like, I woke up at like 8 and I was like, oh, I'm already like 3 hours behind, so I'm just gonna stay in today. I wish I knew about the assignment. I could have been doing it today.
It didn't take me that long to do it, and I don't know, it says it's due at 10:30 tonight, so I don't know when.
Oh, it's due at 10:30 tonight.
That's what it says on the Canvas.
Well, I'm over here. I'm going from what Canvas saying, man. Like, if Canvas say it, then that's what I'm doing.
It doesn't say it's due at the beginning of the class. I don't think so.
I can
focus on this podcast. Right. Give me that mic. I'm back, y'all. I apologize. I thought homework was due, like, now. And I'm, like, really upset because I neglected you. I didn't give you the attention you deserve, the love. I'm very sorry.
I need to silence the group chat because a lot of people are complaining about...
That's why I'm like, we should go back to the Facebook thing, but no one is, like, actually talking on that except me.
Yeah.
So.
Her and I didn't even know we even still had the Facebook group.
Yeah, I remade it.
Oh, see, like, I didn't even know because, like, I haven't been getting nothing from it. So, like, I was really? Like, man, what?
As much as I tag you and be social with you.
See, like, Facebook. I, like, as far as, like, you know, when you tag me on stuff like that, yeah, then I see it. But, like, when it comes, like, to messages, nah.
Dude, okay, so let me tell you about this story that literally blew my mind. I was laughing. So Papa John's is the official pizza of the KKK.
That I can't argue with because they've been in the news.
Yeah.
Recently talking about the protest has stifled
their sales.
I'm like, man, nobody want that garbage but pizza. No, doggone way.
Yeah, and Little Caesar was like,
it isn't hurting us. Right. And Little Caesar made them look bad. Like, Little Caesar is probably like my favorite pizza now. I'll get an extra cheesy and pepperoni pizza now every day of the week just because they supported
it. You know your pizza is bad when they give away like free sauce with everyone.
That's
like,
true.
It's like, come on, man. Like, I shouldn't have to drench my pizza in garlic just for it to be decent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went against because the KKK made an official statement saying that that's their official pizza. And Papa John's was basically like,
oh, no.
Don't buy our pizza. Our pizza is not for you. We don't want you to have our pizza. But it's kind of like, I respect you for making that statement saying you don't want anything to, you know, to do with that, but it's already been done. You've already picked your side. So the KKK is like, yo, we team Papa John.
Right, now
everybody else is going to be like, team Little Caesars. Like, give me that hot and ready.
Oh, real
extra most bestest.
Real quick. I just want to say, like my new favorite, like, celebrity, like, he's always been, like, one of my favorites, but he is, like, my absolute favorite now. Marshawn Lynch, yo. Marshawn Lynch has to be, like, the realest celebrity in the world because he just says and do whatever he wants, and, you know, we love him for it. I don't know if you guys know of Marshawn Lynch. You know, go ahead and look that up. But he got his own show on Facebook, right? And I swear to you, it is the most entertaining thing on the internet right now.
Oh,
Marshawn Lynch is the realest. You hear me? Like, if it's one celebrity out here that's just out here living life and having fun to the fullest, it would be that man. He is hilarious.
He's 5'11". He's short.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'8", 5'9", at my tallest. With boots on.
It's okay. You make up for it in confidence.
That's right.
Bam.
That's right.
If you ever met Stan, you would see him. He has, like, swag juice just dripping from his
life. I wear glasses inside. Like, that's how much swag I got.
He does wear sunglasses inside. And when he takes them off, it's like, all you want to do is like.
Oh. It's like, yeah, man. Like, I wear glasses inside, outside, in the bathtub. You know what I'm saying? Not really, but you know. They call me Shades. That's how much I wear my glasses. They call me Shades. Just for that simple reason.
I know your girlfriend or your ex-girlfriend or your women in your life got jokes.
Oh, pfft.
For days.
Nah, because no, I don't know. Don't nobody want to come with me for the jokes because I will cook you. You hear me? I will give somebody 50 strong easy. You hear me? Easy.
I believe it, but I still want to, like, try it out. But then I know you'll hurt my feelings if I talk to you. So, it's kind of like I want to crack a joke, but then, like, if you hurt my feelings, then you'll break my heart.
Yeah, man. See, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
We have a good relationship.
Right? Yeah, man. See, like, when I go at people, there's no bars, nothing. Like, I'm going at it.
That weapon for me. Not against me. So I want to make a joke.
It all starts with the hand motion. You know what I'm saying? You got to hit them with the flick of the wrist. You know? And just, boy, if you don't get your hand.
Am I doing it right?
Gotta. You gotta flick it. It's gotta be nice and firm. You know what I mean?
It's sad that he's teaching me how to be more ratchet. Cardi B started it. He's gonna end it.
I'm just saying. Damn. Man. We had the most fun. Ratchet people, we had the most fun. YOLO.
It's like my friends like to say, go out and do ratchet things with each other because then you'll never be bored. All this summer, I went out and did ratchet things. Did I enjoy it? Yes. Am I ashamed of it? Yes. Do I regret it? No.
That's like, funny.
I can't twerk, but I tried this summer. It was embarrassing, but amazing.
So one hell of an experience, huh?
Never, ever will I show anyone that again. And there's a video out there somewhere.
It's floating around the internet.
Yep. If you see someone... I'm sorry, that's all getting caught on the mic, isn't it? I forgot we're on air. See, is this mine?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was yours. See, you know, you having fun in a podcast when you forget that you're on the podcast. And I started to ruffle through my book bag looking for something. Mm-hmm. Those are nice pictures.
I know, right? My Instagram be popping.
I see.
My Instagram.
I'm all up in.
See?
I'm.
Yeah, man, my Instagram be live, son.
I'm not even mad.
Like, yeah, that's what most of my Instagram is. When I want to be entertained, I go straight to Instagram. I don't do Snapchat or all them other new apps. I'm strictly old school.
I'm Facebook, looking at you differently, man.
Facebook and Instagram.
I stopped him in his track. I thought Stan was a big sweetie. I thought he was a teddy bear.
I am filthy.
I thought he was an innocent little man.
I am a dirtbag.
Most of my male friends are, so you fit in perfectly.
I know, right? It's just, you know, it just comes to me naturally.
And then all my male friends are like, protect Portia. I want to say hi. No, he's a scumbag too. How do you know? Because I'm one.
Okay. It's like a radar that we have.
It's so funny because I had a crush on this guy, and three of my friends, most of my friends are guys. I get along with guys better than I do girls. And they instantly pulled me back by the hood of my hoodie. And these dudes are tall. So they're like, no, 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 no. I'm like, what? They're like, you're not talking to him.
So I got a strong forearm. I'm
like,
what the?
Like, why can't I talk to him? Because he would do you dirty. How do you know?
He's me.
He's me. He's me.
That was louder than I meant it to be.
See, you're doing it too.
Well, we do have like 10 minutes left, and it takes like 5 minutes to mix these things down.
All right, so any final words?
Not for me.
Let's see.
It feels like we're going to have to restabilize, restructure, reform. That word either. We're going to have to rethink our podcast. And
a lot of brand new ideas.
New ideas. We're going to have to make a new group chat where we don't blow up each other's line.
Good luck.
I mean, it's only going to be four of us in it, so I think that'll work. Because I have an idea for four people right now.
Yo, like, the videos on Facebook, like, when it come to group chats, be the funniest thing.
Yeah.
What videos on Facebook?
Man, like, they be like, when the group chat lit, and they just be having, like, all the little animals, like, on the keyboards, they just be going crazy. Yo, that'd be the funniest thing ever.
I think you should add Stan and Chris to our chat on Facebook with Ken and Joe. And throw around some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Chris...
Oh yeah, man. Me and Chris, we can go talk sports all day long.
As long as it's, you know, not explicit.
Oh yeah. So the group chats be lit.
Yeah.
I don't know what she just said, but for all those interpreters out there, you know, leave a comment in the chat if you ever want to just go ahead and interpret it.
If you want to hear us play different music from different countries, I got a couple of K-pop friends fans who would love some K-pop music.
As long as I'm not buying it.
Right. That 1999, man, like, that is a not so good 1999 spent. Like, I can think of like another couple things to do with 1999. Huh? The K-pop CDs. What are CDs? I don't know.
What are CDs?
I don't know these things that you speak of.
Lately. Why can't I give up? I can't speak English. My Japanese is on point today, but I was going to say something in English, and I'm just like,
sure thing.